Nearly 2 million people, more than a quarter of registered voters, have already cast ballots in Georgia. Some of them waited in line for hours. The state has become a new battleground for deciding control of the U.S. Senate. Ricky Bevington of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports on what voters are deciding on.
It's the only state with two Senate races on the ballot this year, with two incumbent Republicans on defense. In one, first-term Senator David Perdue faces Democratic challenger John Ossoff, who gained national attention in 2017 after a failed bid for Congress. In the other race, appointed Senator Kelly Loeffler, in her first year in office, faces 21 challengers and is hoping to reach 50% support to avoid a runoff. But she's got to fend off GOP Congressman Doug Collins. The two Republicans are fighting to be seen as the conservative in the race. But they're facing a tough challenge from Democrat Raphael Warnock, reverend at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, where Martin Luther King Jr. once preached. According to recent polling, both races are closer than Georgia Senate elections have been in years. In Dalton, Georgia, a small carpet mill town an hour and a half north of Atlanta, the lunch crowd was quickly filling the Oakwood Cafe. Even though the area is the home district of Collins, many of those that we spoke to said they were still undecided on which Republican they'd be supporting. But all said the economy and other traditional Republican issues were important to them.
Just bringing law and order back to a country that was really established on law and order.
I think people need a choice in health care. I don't think it should be mandated from Washington, D.C.
In Atlanta's Fulton County, where Hillary Clinton netted 70% of votes 4 years ago, helping people through the pandemic and racial justice were pressing issues with those we spoke to on the popular transportation greenway, the Atlanta Beltline.
Most immediate would be the response to the pandemic, with balancing out an economic relief as well as preventing more deaths.
We've kind of seen an uptick in police brutality and just, the uprising of these hate groups.
Whether it's a liberalization of COVID-19 restrictions, or just a more aggressive reopening of major just sectors of business.
2018 voting data shows Georgia still has more Republican voters than Democrats. President Trump won here in 2016 by 5 points. With Trump's name on the ballot again, it could give a boost to the Republican candidates. It's also been more than a decade since a Democrat has won a statewide election. But in 2018, Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams came 55,000 votes shy of beating Republican Brian Kemp. Emory University political scientist Andra Gillespie has been tracking the state's political changes.
And so most people looked at that as a harbinger for the fact that Democrats were going to be increasingly competitive in the state, and that sooner or later they were going to eventually win some statewide election.
With Republicans scrambling to keep their slim majority in the Senate, even one Georgia runoff could determine which party controls the chamber in Washington.
If it turns out that the balance of power in the Senate rests on who gets elected to Johnny Isaacson's seat or even David Perdue's seat in Georgia, what we can expect is that all eyes will be on Georgia.
Which means Georgians, as well as the rest of the nation, could be waiting until January to see if there's any shift in power in the halls of the Capitol. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Ricky Bevington in Atlanta.